guarantee Americans will win.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said yesterday that members of the migrant caravan making their way toward the United States could face criminal charges if they jump the border, despite all the warnings. The migrants insist they are refugees seeking asylum from specific oppression at home, not rank-and-file illegal immigrants trying to reunite with family or get a better life in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A last-minute switch to yes by Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul gave CIA Director Mike Pompeo enough votes to get a favorable recommendation from a Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Senator Paul explains why he changed his no to a yes.
You know, I think we've been at war for too long in too many places, and I think the president tends to agree with me, but I want him to be surrounded by advisors who also agree with the president. You know, the president said very clearly the Iraq war was a mistake. I think the Iraq war is probably the most instructive foreign policy disaster of the last couple of decades, and we should learn from it. And I kept asking Director Pompeo, was the Iraq war a mistake? Do you agree with the president? And I wasn't getting a good answer. But finally, over the last few days, I got a more succinct answer from both the president and from Director Pompeo, and a promise that he will be very public with saying that he does agree with the president's vision of the world. I think that, combined with the fact that the president now has opened the door to negotiations with North Korea and that Pompeo is part of that, all of that figured into it.
The committee did split along party lines 11-9, with Democrat Chris Coons changing his no vote to a present vote. Worth noting, under President Obama, both Secretary of State Clinton and Secretary of State John Kerry were approved when the Democrats had a majority in the Senate as well. Now, a full vote is expected for Pompeo later this week. For all of these stories and many more, please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Hoorah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciate you joining us this fine day in America. Folks, I'm a proud sponsor of United American Patriots. They support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief, as I did, check their website, UnitedPatriots.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. We'll start by discussing Captain Roger Hill's new book, Dog Company. Then we'll be speaking with Leona Sublett. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. www.thefrontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to talk about politics with retired Lieutenant Colonel Alex Gallegos. So, Colonel Gallegos, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom.
Well, thank you, Skip.
Now, Alex, you were in the military, I believe, for about 26 years, and you had a long and just incredible career in the Army. So let's start there, because I know our listeners love to hear all about the military careers of the people we talk to. So take us through your military history, Colonel.
Sure. Before I do that, I want to say thanks for your service, and especially in the United States Marine Corps. I'm very fond. I have several family members that have served and one presently serving in the Marine Corps, so hoorah to you. And I also want to thank the Frontline Freedom listeners because they're passionate about what I'm passionate about, our armed forces, our veterans, our families in the homeland in the United States of America. And I enlisted because I had a passion to serve. And I also had a real thirst for education. And I know that education is a great equalizer for all of us. So I enlisted. I had a fantastic recruiter who was very diligent, and I really thank him for everything to this day, because without him and his persistence, I probably wouldn't have enlisted, to be honest with you. But he came to my house numerous times. I was single. I was living by myself with a friend, and he just never quit. He had that never-quitting warrior spirit about him, and he recognized that a young man needed some direction and discipline in his life, and for that I'm always grateful. He signed me up to go to airborne school, which I didn't know what I was getting myself into at the time.
Sometimes that's best, Alex, if you don't know what you're getting into.
That's right. But you know, it was always about service and doing something a little bit extra for me. So I had a friend who attended airborne school. He came back and he had those nice set of jump boots on and the beret, and I thought that was the coolest thing mm-hmm. ever. So
yeah.
Great recruiting and marketing on the Army's behalf.
How old were you, Alex?
I was 17 when I enlisted, and went right in after high school.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized early on that I needed to do something with my life, and we had this tremendous opportunity in America to really, if you work hard and you try hard and you believe in something bigger than yourself, you can achieve greatness. And I felt like the military would permit me to do that.
Well, you know, I have a soft spot in my Marine Corps heart for officers who started out as enlisted men, because I enlisted and I rose to sergeant. But, you know, you could always tell the officers who had been enlisted. I don't know. For me, they just seemed like they understood a little bit more. And, boy, they sure did watch after their men. So, hey, I appreciate that part of your background. This is Marine Vet Skip Correll on Frontlines of Freedom. And we're discussing Idaho politics with retired Lieutenant Colonel Alex Gallegos. Now, Colonel, you've left the military now. You had a great career. I read all about it on your website. But now you're getting into politics. Tell us about that. Why are you doing that? What do you hope to accomplish?
The easy answer is I love America, and I care about the path that we're headed. I worry that things that are most important to me, our freedom and our civil liberties, are at stake. And I know that there's been a breakdown in discipline in our government, and especially Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the passion to serve, as I said, all my life. And really, it was a difficult decision for a variety of reasons. But it was hoping to give back in a meaningful way and continue to serve the nation. My wife, who's also a colonel on active duty, said, "You better do this, because if you don't, I'll never hear the end of it." And sometimes I wonder whether her promotion to colonel was the reason.
Well,
you know, she's kind of bossy, and she said, "You know, go do this, or else you're going to have to salute me every day, and you're not going to like that either." So, in all honesty, it's about giving back to the United States of America, because
yeah.
I've been very fortunate and blessed with opportunities, and really trying to fix and resolve really the breakdown in Congress
yeah.
that you can attribute to.
Yeah, Congress. One of my pet peeves, it's like, we'll take good, solid American people, we'll elect them, and then they go to Washington, D.C., and it's like there's something in the water that poisons their mind. And my question to you is not meant to be derogatory, but what makes you different? How do the people of Idaho know that you're not going to turn to the dark side, so to speak?
No, for sure, and it's a great question, and I appreciate that. You know, I'm not an establishment career politician. That's the first thing. I mean, I think the United States made a decision when we elected our commander-in-chief. We wanted to go a different direction, and for a lot of good reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of epitomize that. And also as a veteran, you know, Idaho has 118,000 veterans, 1.8 million people, but 118,000 veterans who need representation in Congress, and that's to say nothing about the rest of the veterans across the country. I consistently remind people that it's the U.S. in front of First Congressional District here is the United States. And so as a veteran, I hope to really support and advocate on behalf of all veterans throughout the country, not only in Idaho. So as a service member, I think what we all bring to the table is ability to work in a team and to see an objective and aim to that objective and achieve that objective. And we know how important collaboration and teamwork is. And part of the thing that I think is manifested in Congress is just this partisan way of looking at things, which I understand. I get it. But I also think that if you're not able to find common ground and aim toward an objective that we can all agree on, that we have some trouble. You know, I liken it to a counterinsurgency kind of an operation. I love the fact that the president said we need to clear the swamp. I also think we need to, he said drain the swamp, excuse me. I think we need to also clear the swamp. So it's not enough just to drain it. We also have to start anew. And that begins with putting people in Congress who can work together and achieve objectives on behalf of the United States of America.
Well, and what better person to clear the swamp than a former special ops guy? I mean, you can clean you can clear a room, you can clear a building, so why not clear a swamp?
Yes, sir. You know, I wish he just would have went one step further and said, now we need to clear it, because if not enough to drain it, we know reptiles can survive a lot of things.
Reptiles, that's a good term for some of the politicians that we have in Washington, D.C. Well, Alex, you know, I sense a humility about you, and boy, I wish you the best, and I hope that you maintain that humility and that boldness and that Army Ranger spirit as you go into Washington, D.C. Tell us about your district. You've got, what, 19 counties in Idaho. Is it rural or is it city?
It's largely rural, and, you know, Idaho is about 84,000 square miles, so 19 counties all the way up to Canada-Idaho border, all the way down to the bottom of Idaho and all the way from the middle of the state to the west. So it's quite expansive, and honestly, it's been one of our biggest challenges is getting to all the rural counties. But we're going to do it. I mean, we have to do it. We don't have a choice. So this opportunities like this will help connect with the voting public out there, so I appreciate it greatly. Yeah.
The mission, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. All right, now, Alex, tell people where they can go to learn more about you, how they can contribute to your campaign, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. You can learn about Alex Gallegos and this campaign at alexforidaho.com. It's alexforidaho.com. We have issues out there, point papers, and we also have a place where you can contribute to the campaign in numerous ways, and not only monetarily, but as a volunteer. And as you pointed out, having a rural population, it's important for us to connect with folks in the communities who can advocate on our behalf. So we look forward to people going to alexforidaho.com.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for joining us on Frontlines of Freedom, and we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming election.
Well, thank you so much. And again, I appreciate Frontlines of Freedom and all the listeners.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Next up, we'll be speaking with retired Army Captain Roger Hill in his new book, Dog Company. Then we'll hear about Leona Sublett and the Military Entrepreneur Women's Symposium. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts. Stay there until I return. I want you lean and mean.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom Choice and home-based products to our commissary patrons around the world.
These brands allow our military service members, veterans, and their families to stretch their commissary benefit, offering you the quality you expect and the savings you deserve. Through Freedom's Choice and Homebase, we're serving our best.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense. They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Troops, welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really appreciate your comments and questions, so contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show a fellow former Rifle Company commander of the 101st Airborne Division, another West Point grad. We have so much in common. Captain Roger Hill served. He's now out of service, but he's just written a book, Dog Company, and we want to talk to him about it. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Roger.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Roger, talk a little bit about why did you go to West Point? What was your motivation and what you did once you got out of West Point?
As far as military service goes, my father was a grunt, an 11 Charlie at that, for several years active duty, and that was during my early years. I remember a live fire exercise that we were allowed to attend as family. It was a night one at that, and just kind of getting the bug to want to serve and be a part of something bigger than myself. And then I think like most men, you're just kind of wired to be a warrior and a protector. That instinct was very strong with me, and it just seemed like a natural fit for the military to be the way to go. As far as service outside of West Point, first stop was Korea with 1-9, the Manchus. I was a mechanized PL and XO there. Then from Korea to the Old Guard, and there in Fort Myer, Virginia. And there I was a PL and an XO. I served in the Presidential Marching Platoon, did a number of different ceremonies in Arlington, which was very eye-opening and heart-opening, if that makes sense.
It does.
Understanding the true cost and gravity of what we do. And not only that, from a service member's perspective, but from the family member's perspective, I've handed over a number of flags. And I'll tell you, it's touching and hard. One of the hardest things I've ever had to do. One of the neatest things that I've done, not to make light of it, but was I was a part of the internment ceremony, quote unquote, the Guard of Honor, OIC, officer in charge for President Reagan's internment there in Simi Valley at his presidential library. And that's really kind of where I learned about and was able to articulate my conservative values. It was spending several nights of 1 week during the internment while not on guard duty, just reading about him and his presidencies in his library, just learning about the man himself. And that's I came out of that experience calling myself a conservative from a political standpoint. From the old guard to forbidding to teach lieutenants at the infantry officer basic course. This is before I went co-ed. And there was a 16-week program just for boys, if you will. And I was sent to Iraq from there to serve as a combat advisor. They called them military transition team lead. And so I was embedded with Iraqi and Kurdish forces everywhere from just north of Mosul down to the west in Al Anbar in 2006. Served in Ramadi. My first combat experience was in Ramadi out there on the streets of Al Anbar. And from Iraq back to Benning, finished up teaching. I taught counterinsurgency and stability operations to the lieutenants before I left and went to the 101st.
And that's really where our story begins. So that's your background. When I came back from my first tour in Vietnam, I had orders to go to the old guard, but I didn't make it because I was going to make captain too soon, and they didn't need captains, they needed lieutenants. That's another thing we have in common. So you bounced in and took over a command of a company. I did too. Your company had just come back from a deployment, hadn't they?
They had. They were in Ramadi, in the same place that I was, generally speaking, when I was there in 06 and 07, out of a combat outpost known as Camp Corregidor. And they saw the heaviest combat of any units in Ramadi. And the folks that were in Ramadi saw the heaviest combat than anybody did at that time for the country of Iraq at that point in time. So they were, they'd earned their stripes, if you will.
Okay. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're discussing a combat deployment with Captain Roger Hill. Roger, we've just got a few minutes left, but your company deployed, part of the 101st Airborne Division. You fought a lot of different places for about 6 months. You had some challenges with your battalion commander, but you had a good company and a good first sergeant and good troops. And then something happened. Talk to us about that. Then something happened.
About 6 months into the deployment to Afghanistan in 2008, we were in Wardak province, which is in regional command east on the eastern side of Afghanistan. We discovered that we had around 12 spies operating in and around our base. And this was done through methods and technology that we can't go into detail here, certainly detailed in the book Dog Company that I've written since. And one of the unique things about Afghanistan at that time is that you had 96 hours, 4 days to bring any enemy fighter, saboteur, spy under formal charges, the same kind of charges that, you know, we deal with here in our rule of law system, judicial system here in the U.S. There in Afghanistan, there was a lot of the same expectations, which is a problem unto itself. So you had 4 days to do that. We made every attempt that we could to get our higher command to come pick these spies that we discovered up. They would not, for a variety of reasons, none of which were good. And about the 80-hour mark of that 96-hour window, I decided to interrogate those 12 spies myself in order to glean as much time-sensitive information out of them as I could. One of the things that we were up against through our HUMNIT, human intelligence reporting, is that the enemy was planning a large-scale attack against one of our four outposts. And so this was pretty common in Afghanistan at that time, that the enemy would mass and then they would go and try to overrun one of the outposts. And they knew that they had to mass in order to take those sorts of victories. And so we were receiving intel that that was going to happen. I knew that I was up against the clock. My interrogations included me firing a weapon into the ground to make some detainees speak. And I had a new lieutenant who had just arrived in country to take over a platoon that had lost its platoon leader, my best. And when he heard about this, not saw it or experienced, but when he heard about it, he went straight to my battalion commander and reported what he thought had happened, and an investigation was launched. And war crimes charges were leveled against me.
That's bizarre, because I did almost exactly the same thing in Vietnam. And what I did, which is what you were trying to do, was I got information that kept guys from getting put at greater risk. Who knows what would have happened if I hadn't gained that information. Yeah. And the net result of that was, you were never tried, but you certainly didn't have your career enhanced. Did any of your troops get tried for this?
I had three soldiers, which are currently being represented by United American Patriots and their defense fund. I know that's an organization you and I are both very passionate about. And they were let go by the military with less than honorable discharges, each one varying in their discharge as a result of undergoing their own hearing process, having been tried and charged and found guilty of not reporting what was called, quote-unquote, detainee abuse at the time by their commander.
This is one of the most obscene things that has been going on and may even still be going on in our military. As a commander, we're supposed to take care of our troops. We're supposed to get information that'll keep them safe. We're supposed to do everything we can to accomplish the mission and bring our troops home safe. But there's a culture, particularly among senior commanders, I think, based on what you're saying and other observation, that says no, it's being politically correct or something is more important. And it puts our soldiers in combat at risk in all kinds of disgusting ways. You've written a book about that. It's called Dog Company. We're going to give away a copy at the end of the show. But, Roger, how can people buy a copy? Folks, you want to read this book. Amazon, places like that, how can they get a copy?
Yeah, Amazon's a great place. I think we're in Walmart and Costco at some point. You can go anywhere online if you just Google Dog Company, A True Story of American Soldiers Abandoned by Their High Command. It's written by two persons, myself, Captain Roger Hill, and my co-author, New York Times bestselling author many times over, Lynn Vincent, who's also a veteran. A lot of folks don't know that. But she and I are very passionate about this story and, you know, not just getting this book out there, but the message about how political correctness is getting our soldiers killed and hurt on the battlefield needs to be heard, and we need to do something about it.
Amen to that. Raj, I wish we could talk longer. We're out of time. Thank you for taking time to share this today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you that you're involved in helping to change the culture of our military to save the lives of future soldiers. I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your service and your show. Thank you.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, we're going to learn about a symposium for military women. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops, and do some push-ups. About 103. That's how many I do every day. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease. Do you know about the Skyball? It's something the Air Power Foundation puts on to help them do wonderful things for our active military, Guard and Reserves, veterans, and their families, and especially for the families who have lost a parent in combat. How can you not love this outfit? Well, we'll be working with them to help them accomplish their mission. So stay tuned to Frontlines of Freedom over the next weeks. We'll be giving you more and more information about how you can be involved and help.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Donald Trump held a joint press conference with French President Emmanuel Macron. One of the things discussed was Syria.
Emmanuel and myself have discussed the fact that we don't want to give Iran open season to the Mediterranean, especially since we really control it to a large extent. We really have controlled it and we've set control on it. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to be coming home relatively soon. We finished at least almost our work with respect to ISIS in Syria, ISIS in Iraq.
For 11 days, as a series of women testified that Bill Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted them, the comedian's wife Camille stayed away. But today she made her first appearance as his lawyers presented closing arguments in Cosby's retrial on three counts of aggravated indecent assault. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another other company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact us through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. If you know someone who has died while serving our nation, contact Honor and Remember so they can be honored. HonorandRemember.org. Okay, now it's a pleasure to welcome Leona Sublett to the show. Leona is the Chief Operating Officer of the Rosie Network. Leona, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be a part of this today, so thank you for having me on.
Well, Leona, how exactly did you get involved with things military-related? Do you have a military background?
Well, you know, I'm a daughter of a veteran, but I actually grew up with very little affiliation with the military other than knowing my dad's rich history, serving in the Army in the 1950s. And then I fast forward after college, I moved to San Diego almost 30 years ago and really just embraced the community and the connection that San Diego has directly with the military. And so as a civilian through my work with nonprofit organizations, I actually met Stephanie Brown and her husband through another military service organization I was supporting. And I just, this mission of supporting military families just really hit me at my core. And it's hard to explain, but as a civilian, I feel that this is, you know, my way of supporting our families that give so much for our freedom.
Leona, tell us a little bit about the Rosie Network, because not all our listeners may know what it's all about.
So the Rosie Network, in a nutshell, is an organization that is really here to support military entrepreneurs. So that's entrepreneurs across all branches of service. Military spouses, active duty service members looking to transition, and veterans who are looking to start and grow a business. We are headquartered in San Diego, founded by three former Navy SEAL spouses, but we serve entrepreneurs nationwide. So entrepreneurs can be looking at the concept stage of launching a business, or they can be at the growth stage. So we get involved no matter what stage of business an individual is in. But I will say the root of our mission is to really strengthen the family, and the entrepreneurial path is the channel by which we help them do that.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, Leona, you're doing something special. You have an event coming up. Tell us about your event.
Oh, you bet. We have our first, it's a military women entrepreneur symposium. So open to all female veterans, female transitioning active duty service members, and spouses who are looking to launch or grow their business. Now, this conference is specifically geared toward business leaders in San Diego, entrepreneurs in San Diego. It's no cost for anyone affiliated with the military. And what it is, it actually stemmed from a successful conference we hosted in October. And that conference was open to all of our entrepreneurs. And we had a very dynamic women's panel that really addressed some specific areas of need for women looking to start and grow their own business. So that's how this symposium came to life. And we actually are halfway full with registration already. So we've had great response and looking to, you know, make this a yearly event here in San Diego.
That's awesome.
And a springboard. Yeah, it really helps us. We have a year-round program called Service to CEO, which is a more individualized, intensive program. So this is almost a springboard. We want to introduce these entrepreneurs to that program for ongoing support throughout the year. So it's not a one-and-done type of event. We really want to come in and help them in any way we can.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa. We're discussing the Military Entrepreneur Women's Symposium with Leona Sublett. Leona, what is the date of your symposium?
The date is May 24th, 2018, and registration starts at 9 a.m. And anyone who is interested in attending the event can go to our website, which is www.drosienetwork.org, and they can sign up online. We have a direct link to the symposium site, and there's speakers really focused on the areas of what does intellectual property mean, you know, how to leverage social media with marketing. So topics that are really have come out of our yearly program called Service to CEO that we felt that our entrepreneurs are interested in. So we have dynamic speakers, all affiliated with the military. We also have a couple of civilian business leaders that are coming in to share their expertise as well with the group.
Is this a one-day event, Leona?
It's actually a half-day event. So we're looking, you know, at probably 4 to 6 hours of time for the entrepreneurs, knowing that that's always a challenge. That's what we've felt when we built our programs at the Rosie Network. It's really striking that balance between running your new business as an entrepreneur and then taking the time to really educate yourself to help your business grow. So,
sure.
You know, we wanted to make sure that there was a balance in the time that we're offering to them.
Oh, yeah. You know, Leona, I really appreciate what you folks are doing out there, because I'm a small business owner. I have two small businesses that I run out of my home. And one of the things that you were talking about leveraging social media. And I know for my businesses, that is really, really key. Talk about leveraging social media to help your business grow.
Oh, you bet. Well, I think it's just as a society. I mean, we're a very mobile society now. You know, we've kind of broken down the walls of traditional office space. Well, that is also come into play with daily lives as well. So how do you reach your customers who are on the move, who are active, who have very little time? And social media has really become the way to do it. But if you're like me, and I'm going to speak generationally for a second,
okay.
You know, I was reached, and my expertise is actually through more traditional marketing methods, but that's not the way the world works today. So
yeah.
It's really, how do we not look at social media as overwhelming, but how can we leverage it and actually help in a streamlined fashion to really grow our customer base and really gain that loyalty that so many businesses are looking for from their customers.
Yeah, you know, what I've noticed these days is there's so many different facets of online marketing. You've got email, you've got your website, you've got Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and it's like, how does one person wrap their head around all of this different stuff? You know, especially if you're an older person like myself. I'm 60 years old, and it's like, yeah, I can understand all this stuff, and I'm computer literate, but it seems like the younger folks in their 20s and 30s, it's like they grew up learning this as their first or second language, but for me, it's a little bit tougher. So, boy, this symposium, I think, will really be able to help people out. Is it just for people starting out or people who have been in it for a while?
We've geared the conference specifically for both audiences. So we do have sessions that are geared towards those that are in the launch stage, but we also have sessions that are really geared for those that are looking to take their business to the next level as well, which through our program is called the growth stage. And honestly, what's at the heart of our mission is that we are an organization. We just don't provide training in a box. I mean, we really are that entity that our goal is to stay with an entrepreneur throughout their journey, no matter how successful or whatever obstacles that they are reaching at whatever stage they are in business. Because I, too, am an entrepreneur. I've had my own business. I'm also a mom, and I'm a spouse, and all of those things, those life challenges that come into play, we want to be there every step of the way with them. So, yes, there is something for everyone at this conference that we're putting on in May, which is what we're very excited about, because we spent a lot of time on this. What is the goal of this symposium?
Sure.
From the get-go.
And again, that is the Military Entrepreneur Women's Symposium. And we're speaking with Leona Sublett, and that's on May 24. Now,
yes.
Leona, tell our listeners where they can go online to find out more.
Oh, you bet. So just they can actually go, not just to learn about the symposium, but about the ROSI Network and what we offer at www.therosienetwork.org. And ROSI is R-O-S-I-E, like ROSI the Riveter, which is our icon.
Okay. All right. TheRosieNetwork.org. That's May 24, the Military Entrepreneur Women's Symposium. Thank you, Leona, for taking the time to share with us today. And thank you for your service to all of our military veterans. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you as well. And I'm honored to serve those who have served our country. So that's what we're here to do.
I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You've reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, and do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at fisherhouse.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at Danny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Roland, what's the first comment?
Charlie from Tennessee wrote that he can hardly believe the report about Project Pelican. Are we really letting a company with terrorist ties control some of our ports? And then possible Russian nukes? What's going on?
Charlie, it appears that there are or have been people in authority in our government who really don't care about our nation's security. We need to communicate with our elected officials in Washington regularly and get somebody working on this.
Okay, and then Pete from Oregon, he liked the interview with the former SEAL about self-defense. He says it makes sense that just shooting at a range is not adequate to be prepared for self-defense.
Pete, I totally agree with you. All who own firearms should shoot regularly to maintain proficiency, but we must also train tactically. We need to find ranges and schools that teach tactical shooting and permit practice. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was thinking about when we were stationed in Germany. My wife's family came over to join us, her mom and dad and her baby sister, who was about 15. My wife's brothers were all in college. We traveled a lot and, among other places, visited Vienna in Austria. There was a big statue of Mozart in one of the squares, and he's holding a baton, you know, for leading music. I convinced my young sister-in-law that he was holding a beer can opener. Beer is rather popular in that part of the world, and she was a bit in awe of all the beer, so it was an easy sale. I don't remember how she learned the truth, but can you believe it? She picked on me for a couple of days after that. As a matter of fact, she still picks on me.
You know, Colonel, that's a very plausible thing about holding a beer can opener, except for the fact I don't think there were beer cans when Mozart was around.
You got a point. She didn't know, and I got away with it. That's all that counts. Now it's time for military history. Lead out, Roland.
On 27 April 1805, after marching 500 miles from Egypt, U.S. agent William Eaton led a small force of U.S. Marines and Berber mercenaries against the Tripolitan port city of Derna. They were there to dispose of Pasha of Tripoli, who had seized power from his brother, who was sympathetic to the U.S. The first Barbary War had begun 4 years earlier when President Thomas Jefferson ordered U.S. Navy vessels into the Mediterranean to protest the continuing raids against U.S. ships by pirates from the Barbary states. American sailors were often abducted along with the captured booty and ransomed at exorbitant prices. After 2 years of minor confrontation, sustained action began in June 1803 when a small U.S. expeditionary force attacked Tripoli Harbor in present-day Libya. In April 1805, a major American victory came during the Derna campaign. Supported by the heavy guns of the USS Argus and the USS Hornet, Eaton's Marines and mercenaries captured Derna and deposed the ruler. Lieutenant Presley O'Bannon, who was commanding the Marines, performed so heroically that the restored Pasha presented him with an elaborate designed sword that now serves as the pattern for the swords carried by Marine officers. The phrase, "To the shores of Tripoli," from the official song of the USS Marine Corps, also has its origins in the Derna campaign.
That's cool. On 27 April 1813, after surviving two dangerous exploratory expeditions into uncharted areas of the West, Zebulon Pike died during a battle in the War of 1812. He joined the Army when he was 15 and took various military posts on the American frontier. In 1805, General Wilkinson ordered Pike to lead 20 soldiers on a reconnaissance of the upper Mississippi River. Expecting to return before the river froze, Pike and his team departed up the Mississippi in a 70-foot keelboat in early August. However, Pike and his men spent a hard winter near present-day Little Falls, Minnesota, before returning the following spring. Then Wilkinson ordered Pike to explore the headwaters of the Arkansas River that took him into Colorado, and there Pike saw the towering peak that now bears his name and made an ill-advised attempt to climb it. Dressed only in thin cotton uniforms, Pike and his men struggled with the deep snow and sub-zero temperatures before finally abandoning their ascent. Pike also became lost and wandered into Spanish-controlled territory. A Spanish patrol arrested him. Although Pike really had lost his way, he also had hoped the Spanish would capture him so he could see more of their territory. This paid off. Failing to recognize that they were providing Pike with the opportunity to spy on their territory, the Spanish obligingly moved him to Santa Fe and then to Chihuahua before releasing him near Louisiana. Impressed with his daring and his reputation, he was promoted to Brigadier General during the War of 1812. Pike was killed while leading an attack on British troops in Toronto. He was 34 years old. And by the way, the second date I had with my wife was to take her up on Pike's Peak in Colorado. So I like Zebulon.
On April 24, 1980, an ill-fated military operation to rescue the 52 American hostages who were held in Tehran ends with 8 servicemen dead and no hostages rescued. With the Iran hostage crisis stretching into its 6th month and all diplomatic appeals to the Iranian government ending in failure, President Jimmy Carter ordered the military mission as a last-ditch attempt to save the hostages. The operation was thrown together in minimum time. During the operation, 3 of 8 helicopters failed. The mission was canceled at the staging area in Iran, but during the withdrawal, one of the helicopters collided with a C-130 aircraft, killing 8 soldiers and injuring 5. The next day, Jimmy Carter gave a press conference in which he took full responsibility for the tragedy. Believe it or not, those hostages were not released for another 270 days.
That was the day President Reagan was inaugurated as president. I was the Mideast war planner at the headquarters that should have conducted that mission. We heard about it on the news. But this did lead to the creation of U.S. Special Operations Command. That's when we figured out we needed coordination. Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America Report time. What do we have today?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Firearms can be an equalizer for the old and the outnumbered, as a recent defensive shooting in Pennsylvania illustrates. An 84-year-old Korean War veteran makes it a habit to sleep with a gun under his pillow so he can react quickly if he's threatened. The practice worked to his advantage in early December when two men conducted a late-night break-in at his home. The resident was awakened by the sound of the suspects bursting through his front door. When an assailant tried to grab him, the veteran fired, killing one of the intruders. A tussle with the other ensued, with the gun being knocked out of the armed citizen's hand, and the bad guy fled before the owner could retrieve his handgun.
Thanks, Colonel. This is just one more example of the courage and determination exhibited by our military veterans, not just in the line of duty while they were young, but also decades later in the autumn of their lives. While this 84-year-old Korean War vet was no spring chicken, he still had enough fight left in him to take on two younger men and to prevail with honor. Let me convey a message to all the young home intruders still in the prime of their lives. Yes, you are bigger, you're faster, and you're stronger. But stay away from the retired military veterans. Why? Because we're grumpy. Every morning we wake up, we ache in our joints, we ache in our bones, and just about every other place imaginable. The immortal words of the French philosopher René Descartes comes to mind. I think, therefore I am. After I turned 60, I modified that philosophy just a tad, and now it reads, I hurt, therefore I am. So, don't mess with the old guys, because we're grumpy and impatient, and we just don't want to spend what little time we have left suffering the antics of fools trying to break into our house. Here's one safety tip I'd recommend to our listeners, though. You should avoid placing your pistol under your pillow. It's just too dangerous. In the heat of battle, waking up from a sound sleep, you just might grab the gun with a less than perfect grip and end up blowing your own head off. But hey, all's well that ends well, and this 84-year-old Korean War vet proved himself worthy of combat one more time. Front Lines of Freedom salutes this veteran and wishes him many more successful victories in his life.
Thank you, Skip. Our movie of the month is Beneath the Same Sky. It's about families being separated by military service. Please go to the Front Lines of Freedom website, then go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month. We really do want your input. The book giveaway this week is Captain Roger Hill's Fox Company. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Fox Company in the subject line. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss the rules of engagement for law enforcement and our military with veteran and attorney Bo Bogliano. Then we'll talk with gardening expert and radio host Rick Veist about victory gardens.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please do check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends had guard, KP, or some other duties that forced you to miss any part of the show, well, you're in luck. All our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Front Lines of Freedom. And join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.
Thank you.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to provide a taste of home to our commissary patrons around the world.
From canned beans to instant oatmeal, the Freedom's Choice brand has all your favorite food items made exclusively for our nation's armed forces and families with the quality, value, and integrity you deserve. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
We will not repeat the mistakes of past administrations. The campaign of maximum pressure will continue. France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon.
President Donald Trump earlier today had a press conference with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president also offered a stern warning to the nation of Iran, saying if they restart their nuclear program, they're going to have bigger issues than they've ever had before. Former President George H.W. Bush was, quote, responding and recovering to treatment at a Houston area hospital today for an infection that had spread to his blood, according to a family spokesman. Bush has been hospitalized since Sunday, a day after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara, who died last week at the age of 92. Stock market not looking so hot today. Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
All indications are that CIA Director Mike Pompeo will be confirmed as your next Secretary of State. That's not without the Democrats raising a stink and making things a little bit more difficult on the Republicans. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has some advice for Democrats when it comes to fighting and challenging President Trump and the GOP.
This is an absurdity. If the Democrats want to pick some fights, this was a dumb one to pick, to go after somebody who has his pedigree, his experience, and frankly, already having sat down with North Korea and stands in a position to do some extraordinary things. They shouldn't fight everything because then nothing they do has any credibility.
Fired FBI Director James Comey's new book, A Higher Loyalty, had a very big opening week. The book publisher announced today that sales topped over 600,000 copies, a number that includes print, audio, and ebooks. The former FBI director's memoir has been one of the most anticipated book releases of the year. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR-22.
office at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
That he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions facing lawmakers today on Capitol Hill in a new round of questioning regarding his knowledge of Russian contacts made by members of the Trump campaign in the lead-up up to the 2016 presidential election. Sessions next addressed whether he had lied in a past hearing.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out of the special election race in Alabama.
He should step aside. Number one, these allegations are credible. Number two, he should step aside.